Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week we're taking a look at four more doors in every home. These are the ones that you yourself installed with good intentions, yet you allow people into your home through these doors that you would never invite through your front door. And today we continue with the telephone. Ever since Alexander Graham Bell's great invention in 1876, people have been using the telephone to communicate. When I was growing up, the one and only telephone we had was reserved for mom and dad only, with the exception of an occasional hello from us kids to granny and grandpa. But over the years, as costs lowered, it became more common for homes to have several telephones. Fast forward to today, and every member of the family has their own cell phone. And while many parents are concerned about the bill, what we should all be concerned about is the conversations that take place on them. Bell's invention has opened a door of communication for children that would probably make the inventor roll over in his grave. Not all children are the same, but many between the ages of 13 and 18 are simply not mature enough to handle the freedom of speech a cell phone allows. Just walk into their room sometime while they're on the phone and notice how they suddenly stop talking and give you that "please go away" look. The fact is that unmonitored phone calls multiply the opportunity for conversations that can quickly get out of hand, especially between boyfriends and girlfriends. Think about it like this. They're actually alone, together, and restrained by only their personal ability to resist temptation. Now, I actually want my kids to have their own phones. There are many benefits. I can always reach them, and they can't use that "I couldn't get to a phone" excuse anymore. But I care for them way too much to allow them unlimited use of it. We set limits and required their room doors to be left open so that we could occasionally hear their conversations until they matured past the need for such supervision. Don't allow the world outside your home to gain access to your children inside your home through this wide open door called the telephone. Join me again tomorrow as we continue our in-depth look at four more doors. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.